need you to get off my mic.
You know what?
My thumbprint.
So you're going to have to wait till I do my thumbprint.
Did you track? No, I didn't. All they were flooded.
Damn it.
Why say it like that?
Over here, y'all can't hear me. Are we live?
No, you want me to start?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Hey, hey, hey.
What's going on?
How y'all doing?
Pretty good. Hey, Periscope. How y'all doing?
Feel like y'all can't hear me. So I need to get nice and loud up in this joint. I feel like I'm doing too much with this mic. So I'm just going to put it in my hand. How about that?
Yes, put it in my
Let's put it in your mouth. Not put it in your hand. But we know what we can do.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway.
Just don't speak. So done.
Anywho, welcome to another episode of Amongst Friends. And tonight we are discussing relationships all around. So it's Relationship Talk with D-Rod. I am your host tonight. I'm going to go around the room and introduce my co-host. And then after which, I'll give you some of the ground rules about what we're doing, what we won't be doing, what we'll be talking about, all of those things. As always, we want you to be a part of the conversation. So let me go ahead and make the introductions. All right, I just wanted to make sure my sound effects was working. But to my left, it is the oh-so-sexy Breezy Taylor.
How y'all doing, Periscope? Hope y'all having a good week.
Periscope, I'm not going to tell y'all. But anyway, to my right, it's Miss Press. I'm joking. It's the also. It's the also. I mean, you ain't sexy.
I'm debonair.
The also debonair. The raw. No. No, so it's Dr. J is in the building.
What's going on, everybody?
Oh, wait a minute.
I'm just joking. Sorry, I catch y'all off guard. Hey, how y'all doing?
Hey, how y'all doing?
It's going good. I'm not complaining. I've had a good week, so I'm smacking on my gum, getting all the juice and sugar from out of it. That sounds much better. I like that. Mm. So, yeah, I'm good. I'm real good. How about y'all?
Right.
How was your week, Breezy?
Why?
I'm always good so far. Can't complain.
Testing.
As usual, looking forward to be over with. But hey, other than that, everything's everything.
Yeah. I completely understand that.
Why y'all allowed, but not me?
I don't know. I
heard you. What you mean, huh?
Yeah, I know.
I mean, you have it like in your mouth.
I know, but I'm not. I'm still not as loud as y'all. I wonder why. Mm-hmm. Like, what is that about?
I don't know. I can get myself to smack my gum.
Okay, so maybe you should stop smacking your gum. How about that? All right, I guess this is what I'm going to have to deal with tonight. So, let me give you some ground rules, or what is this one over here? All right. I don't know what this is about. Oh, I'm on the wrong time. That's why.
Why do we gotta have rules?
Because it's my show.
Okay,
on your show, you do what you do. And on my show, I do what I do. All right. So, anywho. So, to be a part of the conversation, these are the things that you have to do. You need to call in to 760-683-2662. Okay? You can hit up on Twitter at amongst_friends. You can hit up on Facebook with Amongst Friends public page or fan page. And then there's also Amongst Friends radio talk show. Group. Of course, Periscope is out or whatever. You know, if you look what we're saying, tap your thing and give us some hearts. And if not, rip a page out.
We should have love for you. Sorry.
Anywho, thank the Lord. All right. So tonight we're talking about relationships, and I feel like we need to talk about everything. Like, I'm no longer in a relationship and haven't been for some quiet time. I'm dating. All right.
Put it down.
Well, yeah.
Put it down.
I don't know what just happened.
Maybe that was the Lord talking to you and saying that he's about to put her to in the relationship.
Ooh, let me put that back all the way up. I mean, that's extra loud.
That was the Lord.
I mean.
Your breakthrough might be coming.
I mean.
That's what it is. It was a breakthrough.
I mean, it was definitely. Oh. You going to call. Hey.
All right. Yes. Come on, Jesus.
All right.
I'm getting hot when you think about it. You're about to get in a relationship. Yes.
All right. Well, I don't know where that came from. That was pretty shocking. But so we're talking about relationships, and there are some things that, you know, I have an opinion on about relationships and stuff like that. So we're going to talk about that. It's Deidre's relationship tips.
Well, she'll give y'all the government name.
Well,
must be serious.
It
are
is.
Are these going to be what not to do or
no.
what to do?
This
I just
is,
need to get a clear understanding.
This is what you need to do. You're taking notes?
Yes.
Why are you taking notes today of all days?
Because you're talking about it today.
Oh.
But I'm always taking notes mentally from you because, I mean, you give good advice.
Oh, listen at you. This is awesome. Okay. So I saw a meme or a meme or whatever, and it said, best relationship. Okay. Stay high.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get low. I saw a meme that said, this is what a best relationship looks like. You talk like best friends. You play like children. You argue like husband and wife. You protect each other like brother and sister. What do y'all think about that?
Go ahead. Okay. Thank you. I think that's good. I don't in particularly think it's realistic.
Why do you not think that's realistic? And let's talk about what you don't think is realistic about that.
Okay, say those one more time.
You're going to talk like best friends.
Uh-huh.
So let's pause. What's the
issue? That's my issue right there.
You can't talk like best friends?
It depends on the type. I don't think that you're going to embody all of those concepts into one relationship. And I guess it depends on your relationship with your spouse or your partner, you know, boo or whatever. Because I know, for instance, there's certain conversations that I can have with my best friend,
mm-hmm.
but I just can't have with my husband.
Why not?
Because my best friend can take and understand those conversations. My husband, not so much.
Okay, so this is where DJ's advice would come in.
Okay.
You should be able to talk like a best friend with your partner
mm-hmm.
because your partner accepts you for who you are.
Absolutely.
All of you.
Okay.
The good, the bad, the indifferent.
Okay.
So if they accept you for who you are,
mm-hmm.
you should be able to talk to them candidly.
Right.
About everything.
Okay, now stop right there.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're dealing with people, you, especially your partner, your spouse, when you're dealing with those, you should be able to talk to them candidly, but sometimes you have to watch what you say. You can't say certain
things.
Right, how you preference things. Mm-hmm. And not only that, you have to watch how you say certain things because it's not what you say, it's how you say it. So, because sometimes how I say things,
mm-hmm.
it may offend my husband. It just may. It's all about how I say it.
You don't think you would offend your friend?
Not at all.
Why? What's the difference?
Because my friend of course they know me, number one. But number two, they know that if I'm talking to them and we're talking very candidly and openly, they know that it's not my intent to offend them.
How come you can't have that with your spouse?
Because he's gone through certain things in his past that may trigger your friend.
But your friend could have gone through some stuff too.
But if it does, it doesn't trigger anything emotionally because I'm not that emotionally tied to my best friend like
mm-hmm.
I am my husband.
That's not true. Let me tell you why.
Tell me.
Because somebody sits here and tells me all the time, my bullshit is your bullshit.
Right.
And your bullshit is my bullshit.
Right. Because
so if all of that.
The friend code.
So if that's what's going on, then there may be some things from my past or my background that you're saying they may trigger some shit.
But it's not going to trigger things like they would trigger your spouse because my relationship with my spouse is going to be something totally different than my relationship with my friend.
I agree. However, what you're saying now goes against everything I've heard from dudes who say, I can have a girl and she be my best friend, but the relationship goes to another level, like it's heightened. I still have the best friend and my spouse, but then I do different things. So I'm missing a disconnect where you're saying you can't be candid with your spouse.
I'm just, that's...
Okay, pause.
All right, so that mean, that description, that sounds nice.
Mm-hmm.
And that sounds like what everybody wants to have. But that sounds like some white romantic comedy. Like, honestly. You know, because... right? I don't want you to leave your computer.
Oh, my God.
I mean, it does, you know. Yes, you would. I think we all have best friends. And we all want our spouse to be best friends. And it's not, I think that thing is varies degrees of best friends.
Mm-hmm.
Like Jacoby was saying, I know people that have known me for 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
That get my, you know, my quirks and my everything. Just like, you know, my Mrs. Will. But the 30 years of history, the inside jokes, the, you know, the unspeaking, you know, language that's there, I don't have to preface anything. Cause I already know. I can say something, they already know it. If I know it, Breeze. If there was anybody else that said that, we'd be probably offended by now. Because of what you're saying and how you say it, because we know how you are. I'm still in the stage where, you know, I have to say, I'm about to say something, but it's not about you.
Mm-hmm.
You know? In general, because if I just say something and I get a lot of questions, and the questions are from a place, sometimes from a place of, well, you know, why am I here? What makes me so different? I'm like, that's why I said it's not about you. If we're going to be talking about best friends, then you should be able to say, hey, you know what? I jump, take these bones. Okay. Or whatever. You know what I'm saying? And it'd be cool. No problem. Let's just say, you know, God forbid, you know, not really, but let's just say I find a light-skinned woman and say I went up. Well, why am I so different than her? What does that matter? You know, she's done some, you know, Facebook stalking. It's like, mm-hmm. I see you kind of went off your path, you know, a couple times. Yeah.
Wait, we talking about real life stuff?
Real life stuff.
Like recently?
In the last 9 months, yeah.
Oh.
I mean, because most people, come on now, you probably done went through and looked at some of your
honey,
old,
let me tell you,
old pictures.
I'm not looking at anybody because.
Have you done that? Have you done that?
Yes, that's how he got his boot now.
And so let's.
Wait.
Gone through Lamont some of his old pictures when you first met? Did you go like some of the old Instagram or Facebook pictures?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay, that happens.
Yeah.
And so.
I went through him, but, I mean, none of his exes hold a candlestick to me, so...
first of all, this one's nosy.
I mean,
and second of all, let's not forget how they met.
We met on Facebook.
He met on Facebook looking at his current...
Smash partner.
Who is now his... partner.
Well, for me, I got the whatever with cute, and look anything like me. That's probably for a reason. You know, you're here, they're not. But let's leave it at that. Let's leave it at that and be done with it. So we are still trying to get, we're still building to get to a place where I can say something like that and won't have to preface nothing about you, because we talk and I say. Be honest.
So you can't say, you know what? Like, if y'all watch the movie and who would I want to say?
Sanaa Lathan.
I wasn't gonna say Sanaa Lathan, but Sanaa Lathan is in there. You can't just say, you know what? I'd smash that.
No, I could, but I think It's going to be a question whether it verbally comes out. You know, because like we talked about, you know, last week with, you know, her growing up in the South and her being, you know, chocolate complexion, which I love.
Mm-hmm.
That gay, well, if I'm your normal type, I see you straight from the path a couple of years.
Say, I don't need to.
Well, I'm back on the path. How about that?
You know, back on the path.
So, again, that's why we say, like, you know, so. We are trying to get to the point where we can, you know, mentally, you know, finish each other's sentences and verbally. That sounds good.
Yeah,
but,
see, but I feel like the way to get there is to be there. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
like,
yeah, you got to do it.
No, what I'm – listen, if I get the whole I'm just meeting you and all this kind of stuff and – this is who I am, so there is a discovery process, but I still need to be able to be candid with you because this is who I am. Because I feel like
not in the beginning, no.
Once you're married, or once you move in with each other, yes, you need to be candid as fuck.
You can't, but even for
okay.
Friendship,
see, but here's my thing. This is why I say that if. You have things that only your best friends know, your best friend knows about you. And whenever you're going through whatever you're going through and you start turning to the best friend because that person gets you, you can talk to them candidly, you can be free, then you're never going to be that with your spouse because you have somebody who does that. But isn't that what your spouse is supposed to be?
Yeah, it's always going to be a work in progress. As always. I mean, you can't...
So
be,
if y'all
no,
if
but,
guys
but,
are saying that, you know, I'm going to be truthful and all this kind of stuff, it is what it is.
No, but no, I'm saying this. Relationships is always a work in progress. You're never going to get to the final plateau. So just like establishing that best friendship with your significant other, that, just like relationship, is going to be forever evolving.
Yeah, but...
I mean, you have to put in the work
but
to do
you
it, though.
But you put work in by being candid, period.
I mean, but that takes time, for instance.
No, see, because, no, here's the thing. When you became friends with your best friend, right? Y'all hung out, y'all laughed, you established this amount of trust or whatever, and then, boom, you was like, bitch, let me tell you, this is what happened. Blah, blah, blah. This is who I am. My nigga, this is what happened. This is bad. I banged her out. Then her roommate came out because she heard her. And then I had to bang her too. And then we got into it. Y'all just said it. It was candid. You established a level of trust. And you was like, this is what it is. How come you can't do that with your spouse?
So, in the beginning of our relationship.
Y'all was already doing some fuck shit, so.
We was already doing fuck shit, but. We still couldn't be candid.
Why?
Like, well, I can, clearly. However, number one, my husband was kind of on the prudish side. Like, he didn't drink.
You turned him out.
Absolutely. I brought him out of the closet. So, there was
okay,
this,
so, but here's the thing.
So, for instance, I like to print watch. I'm the print watch.
Okay, so for everybody who does not know what that means,
what is that?
Looking at men and their crotches.
I like to, when I'm out at lunch at work, I have on my shades. And
once a thought, always a thought.
I'm dick print watching. Guys are walking
okay,
by.
So first of all, breathing really hard, this sight.
No, no.
It's like you camel toe watching.
Well, Breezy used to be the dude who, like, I like looking up on the girls' dresses.
That's what I still do.
Same thing. So, that's what I like to do. It's a favorite pastime of mine.
Nothing wrong with that.
So, okay. So, here's the
I'm
problem.
Outside the quarters, I still like looking at girls' crotches, too.
So, here's the issue. Me and my best friend, we can do that at lunch. And, like, girl, do you see this thing? He ain't got no dick. He ain't got nobody's dick. When How you wear sweatpants and no drawers and we can't see no dick red? So.
Gray sweatpants matter.
Exactly.
Hashtag. Gray sweatpants matter. I just need everybody to know that.
Okay.
I'm done.
Go ahead and click like on that because you know that's the truth.
Yeah, absolutely. So, being that my husband grew up in church, Kojic background, prude, didn't drink, and all this other stuff, I could be sitting down at dinner with him and like, yo, that dude right there, you see the bulge on him? Not in the beginning. Now, we've gotten to that point where we'll both do be like, damn, okay, yeah. I throw him a fuck. That's my thing. I throw him a fuck.
Okay. So
what?
I slightly get your no. Oh. I slightly get your point because I've been at dinner with y'all.
See?
And I am very clear that if you would have said, "Oh, I throw him a fuck."
Believe.
I could immediately hear your husband saying, and I'll fuck you up. So, I get it. But what I'm saying is that because there's a lot of firsts with you, you know, like, you brought him out of the closet, he's now drinking, his mother's probably distraught because you turned out her child. He's not this good Christian boy. No, I'm joking.
No, you're right.
But there's a lot of firsts, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
There's a lot of memories and trials and tribulations because I'm sure as he was going through that process of becoming a new boo for you,
right.
He had to confide to someone.
Right.
And so I'm saying that is something that allows you to become closer so that you can be candid. You know, I'm here. You're my best friend. I know what you've gone through, all this kind of stuff. So I'm finding it very hard that you've encountered these new things with him and you're still saying, I can't be all the way candid with him.
Right. Because, well, of course, in the beginning when I first met him, if I was this open and this candid, we probably wouldn't be married. No, we wouldn't.
I mean, let you tell it.
We wouldn't be
but
married.
You know what? I want to be able to say something without having to preface something.
Hmm?
I'm pretty sure, you know, Dr. J understands. But you just, like you said, you want to, you know, put in the work so you can't get that point. You don't always want to have to say, preface it before you say it. You just want to just come out and say it.
Okay, then why not just do that? That's what I don't understand.
Now, so on my side,
hanging
out with the homies, whatever, like, dude, Breeze, man, you know, kind of out there with them two chicks last night. Well, you know, I was swimming in both of them last night. I can't say that, sir.
How come? It wasn't before her.
You know
it's
what?
It's not like you're doing it now.
No, you're
unless
right.
you're
right.
doing it now.
No, I'm not. But you see, like, let's just say we're sitting there watching a movie together. Sex ain't come on. Not with flashbacks, but I did 15 years ago. I'm going to say, yeah, you know, back in 99, but I was, yeah.
Absolutely. See, okay, and this is why. If I know everything and one of your, we sitting down, we talking everything, we shooting the shit, you're being candid with me, you done told me about all of your little escapades, and then when your little stank-ass exes come up in the club or at the bar, because first of all, she coming up and she know you with me, because we be posting pictures that we motherfucking together. So now you done come up in the bar, and you trying to come on to my man. And then you go to the bathroom, and she was like, yeah, me and Breezy used to be blah, blah, blah. And you like, bitch, I know. And what? So now, if I didn't know, I'm like, okay, why is she feeling so bold that she can come up and tell me something like that? Are you still fucking up, Breezy?
Well, that's just the griminess to some women.
I mean, but I'm saying.
And women can be great.
See what I'm saying? This is where we go back.
This is where we go back.
What is it? What do you got against black women? What we got against black? You know, well, I'm not doing that with you. But do you hear what I'm saying? If I have the information and someone comes, even a friend, you know how some friends are like, I ain't really checking for your girl. You know, I don't think that's good for you. You know, whatever, whatever. And then your friends, thinking that they're looking out for your best interest, they go tell your girl, you know, well, you know, Breezy did blah, 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 trying to plant a seed. And your girl is like, I know, we talked about it. No big deal. I think the problem is that everybody's trying to skirt around about your past. Your past is what it is.
Well,
it ain't nothing I can do to go back into the past and change it and make you a better, make it better for you.
No.
So why limit what I know about you when I'm your life partner or I'm the person that you plan to make your life partner? Why are you limiting it?
I know for me, it's not about your past, even though my husband can be a little judgy.
So can you, but go ahead.
I'm not judgy.
Lies.
I'm shady. I'm not judgy.
Yes, you are.
I'm not. So he can be a little judgy about past, which, I mean, I don't care because the past is past. Care less about that. But like I said, you know, the whole openness and candidness. For instance, I was dating this guy, and if I wanted sex or if I wanted a certain act, I couldn't just say, yo, come over here and suck my dick.
Wait, rewind. Rewind, what'd you say?
Okay. So I was dating this guy,
mm-hmm.
and when I wanted head or if I wanted sex, I couldn't just say to him, come suck my dick.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't say that to him
mm-hmm.
because he was highly offended. Mind you, we've been together a total of 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And even in the entire 3 year period, I still could not say it just like that. We had code words that he created.
How are y'all 5 years old?
Thank you. Late 20s. And, like, he seriously, like, if I were to say it like that, it would have never happened. And he would have probably not talked to me for a few days
mm-hmm.
because I asked him like that. That's the type of person he was. I couldn't ask like that.
Well, he's not your husband.
No, he's not my husband. But we're talking about relationships. So I'm going down all of my relationships to where.
Well, they were in relationships. They were fucks.
No, if it was a fuck, I've been easy. Come through. That's something different. I mean, when you're just a fuck, you know you're lame. So you can talk like that. But
you can have long term fucks.
Hmm?
You can have long term fucks.
No, boo. I do relationships. Okay. So I know for now, me and my husband, we've gotten much better with being candid and being open and saying things. Like, I sometimes don't have to worry about hurting his feelings as much as I used to, because I did a lot of apologizing. Because things hurt us. He's sensitive. Hell. What, Breezy?
No, I understand.
You understand?
I understand.
You don't want to hurt people?
Y'all got some weak-ass people.
Hey, man. She ain't weak.
Soft, then.
Yeah, soft. That's a little sensitive.
So, were all of your relationships fair candy?
Yeah.
You didn't think about that.
Well, I just think...
Because I'm thinking about my most recent ex. Because he was a liar, I had to be candid. so that we were clear about this is what it is, and you're a liar. And so I need to be candid with you because I can't, these lies is too much for me. With my ex-husband, I was very candid because he was, at the time, very socially awkward. So I had to be candid. This is what it looks like. This is how I feel. This is what it is. This is what I used to do. Like, when I first got with my ex-husband, one of the first things that I said to him, because he was very interested, and I sat him down when he first came to visit, and I said, listen, we'll never, ever, 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 ever be anything more than friends. Did it hurt his feelings? Absolutely. But that was my truth. If I would have been like, oh, yeah, we'll see where it goes, that's me lying. If I have to, listen, let me just say this. I'm prefacing so that I'm taking care of your feelings. Listen. I'm not worried. See, I can't even think of how I can say it that isn't candid. That is not candid.
Put together.
I'm black and white.
You are black and white.
It is what it is. You this is what we do.
But you still ended up.
Tell me the truth.
Him.
Oh, let me
but
tell you.
You still
but
ended
I
up
did.
Marrying
I did. Him. And then I got divorced for the very exact reason.
But you still ended up marrying him.
Yeah.
That's the point.
Here's the thing. I even told a guy. We moved in together, and I said, I only have one rule. I said, I don't care about females calling the house because men can have female friends, and you also have a child. So a female is going to call the house for you. I don't care about that. The only rule I have is if you go out and you don't plan to come back home, call me so that I'm not up worrying if you're somewhere in a ditch.
Hmm.
That's it.
That's it.
That's it. I'm not going to check behind you, who you with, where you at, all this kind of stuff. If that's where you say you are, that's where I fucking believe you are. If a chick calls, can I speak to such and such? Yes, hold on. I don't care. Because we've established a foundation of trust. Where there's no lie, especially not on my end. I'm being honest. Now, do you know why it ended? I was too fucking candid. He could not handle it. He was used to females chasing after him. Where you at? What's going on? Who you doing? What you with? Blah, blah, blah. You can have that shit. I'm not for it.
Don't nobody like that shit, no way.
I don't. Well, he did. Like, he was seriously offended. What he said was, you don't care. Nigga, you grown. What am I chasing you for?
Because.
I'm at the house.
It's not the fact that you didn't care. It's the fact that I'm out here. What if he was, was he cheating?
He was messing with chicks. Hoping that it would get back to me.
Right, because then... I totally understand that. He wanted to get caught. He wanted to see... You know how sometimes you want to see the big W explode?
Mm-hmm.
That's what he wanted from you.
Okay, so this
He wanted to see you explode. He wanted to see you just act completely out of character that one time. But... You wasn't doing that. You wasn't checking behind him. You wasn't checking cell phone records. You wasn't checking tire pressures. You wasn't checking gas mileage.
Damn.
You wasn't checking mileage on the car.
Damn.
You're not checking the Kick account. You know, you're not checking his Facebook messages. You're not doing anything. So you made it really, really easy for him to cheat. And every man knows that when it's easy to cheat, it's boring. Damn it, D-Rob.
Well, let me tell you what happened. Let me tell you what he came home to.
He did.
Three strikes, you're out.
Okay.
He didn't come home. Great. Bam. No problem. No, it wasn't even a three-strike foul. He didn't come home one night.
He didn't call?
And he didn't call.
Okay.
And
I
cried, I boo-hooed, and all this kind of stuff.
Right.
I did. And at 12 o'clock, he was like, yo, what's up?
12 midnight. No, 12 noon.
The next day.
12 noon the next day. The next day.
He tried it.
And he said, yo, you know, what's up? What's going on? And I said, you do know your stuff is here. And he said, yeah, you know, I'll be home late. I said, no, before you get here, find a place to stay because your clothes are waiting for you at the door.
That was the first time.
That was the first time. I got one rule. Call. I don't check. What the hell I'm checking behind you for? Nigga, I said, you in my house. How much interested do I need to be?
You need to be doing all that.
I wish I would.
I say what I want to be doing, what I would never do. I mean, I'm not going to give you my every move. I'm at the barbershop. Me and my barber decided to go get a drink. We went back to the barbershop. No, I'll tell you all that. I'm at the barbershop. I should have to tell you I'm at the barbershop. You know, we got something to drink. We left. You know, you find a receipt. You're not going to tell me about this? What? This receipt from the restaurant. I'm like, yeah, and? Where it come from? Like, hung out with my barber? I'm not going to do all that shit. No, I won't do.
The only way that would be a problem is if you're taking people to, I don't care if it was your homeboy, y'all going to restaurants and you ain't took me to now. Now, that's a problem.
And you didn't offer to bring me anything back. And
I don't even care about that.
Well, I'm sitting here over a hot-ass stove cooking for your black ass.
Okay,
and
that makes sense. That makes sense. Like, now let's say, me and my barber, we hang out. We may go get a couple drinks and come back. I don't feel like I have to tell you we left for 34 minutes, got a couple drinks, and went back to the barbershop. I'm not doing all that. Not too much. Now, if I said we sat down, I gotta say you feel some way, but we sat down at 8 for 40. We went and had a couple of drinks, talk shit for a minute. This is lunch break. We went back to the barbers. I go hang out at the barbershop for a couple hours. Tell the other barbers. I go, even when I don't get my hair, I go hang out.
Wait. You leave out to go to the barbershop. Have you given me a time frame on when you coming back?
That was a question.
That was a question. Later.
Later? What the fuck is later? And who is she?
No. If I go ahead to the barbershop, that's because I go even on Saturdays when I don't get my hair cut. I'm there for about 2 or 3 hours.
No, I'm saying.
So no, I'll say I'll probably be back about 3 or 4 hours.
Okay. A time.
Yeah.
Right. You're going to give me a time.
Yeah, I'll say about 3 or 4 hours, maybe 5.
Cool.
No, game on. You might, you know, game on, maybe 5 hours. But, yeah, I'll say.
That's called common courtesy. That's what it is.
Later.
But you tell me later.
Later.
I got you later, bro.
Later, the doors may be locked. Later,
yeah,
your stuff may be on the curb.
Hey,
later.
Something like that.
Wait a minute,
Slam.
You're not finna curb me.
I'll get home.
When
I get home,
how
about that?
Finna curb me? Later. Later.
Later.
What did y'all hear
in
Periscope? Later.
Later.
What?
You'll see me when you see me.
I wish so. You would. I wish you would. Let me tell you. Nigga, get your shit. You better get out.
If I feel like it, I might come home tomorrow.
Okay. Well, you have fun.
You better call Tyrone.
I put full of left eye.
I come back tomorrow.
You could. The ashes.
Wait. I'd be like,
he
said
tomorrow. Like the next day. The day before the next day. No, you lost.
Kobe. Let's make sure just to see he'll be back tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
You know what that mean, right? Your shit is my shit. And my is your shit.
Yes,
so that means you on your way over here, right? Right.
Absolutely.
And if you act right.
Oh. Honey, you a good one.
No, I wasn't into that shit. But I will say that. I don't say all that. No, I don't.
He done made my precious old.
I know, mine did too. Like, later. First it was later, then tomorrow.
I'll come when I get. Wait, what?
I think that was about the worst. I'll come back when I'm rich. That was
weird. Okay.
No, I don't be doing it. I said, about 3-4 hours, 4 or 5 hours.
Yeah, I mean, it's common courtesy.
It's courtesy. I'm not going to chase after no dude.
That's the issue, DJ. You need to do a little bit of chase. Everybody likes a good cat and mouse game every now and then.
If I tell you I'm interested, then.
But you have to show some type of signs that you're interested. Just because you're saying it, doesn't mean a damn thing.
So how can the folks how can the folks join the conversation?
They can join the conversation by dialing 760-683-2662. You can also hit us up on Twitter at @amongst_friends. You can hit us up on Periscope at @amongst_friends. Hit us up on Facebook, on our Facebook page, Amongst Friends, and in our Facebook group, Amongst Friends Radio Talk Show. Hit us up in the search. Type will get you in. All right, so tonight we've been talking about relationships. And in the beginning, we were talking about kind of what a best relationship is. And the meme that I saw, it says you need to be able to talk like best friends, play like children, argue like husband and wife, protect each other like brother and sister. So we've been talking about talking like best friends. And both of
these
crazy men,
gentlemen,
these dudes said that they don't necessarily agree that you should talk like a best friend.
No, we agree that you should. That we agree.
Oh,
on.
No. What Breezy said was that sound like some white people shit.
Romantic comedy.
But I agree that you should.
Yeah.
But I just don't think that that's realistic. Now, everything else on the list, I totally agree with. Totally agree with.
And again, like I said, it's a forever, evolving situation. So
it evolves, right? It's something that constantly evolves.
Okay. What are some other things or tips that you would give someone for a successful relationship?
Tough it out. Don't run at the first sign of what you think is trouble.
That's very good.
Give each other some space.
That's very important. That's one of the questions that I ask when I start dating people. I say this. I say, what is the percentage of time you feel you should spend with your partner? Anybody that says over 50%? We're not going to be a good fit.
See, this is what I'll do. I'll say I like spending time with you. I say I like spending time with you, but I won't be hood up all the damn time. Mm-mm.
Well,
I don't like being hood
up. We got
no, I can't even be hood up on a sofa for like more than an hour at a time.
like
so cuddling is fine, but you know, I mean, you know, give me a little bit sometime, a little bit.
I saw that.
I like to be cuddled.
No, like up. I literally saw him be like, don't do that.
Really? Well, I guess it just depends on the person.
No, because, no, something that...
It shocked the hell out of me.
No. It, but I'll tell you. Get off me. I won't say those words, but I'll just say, you know...
Why can't you be that candid?
No, I'll tell you. I don't be hugged up all the time. I mean, I think that's being very candid.
No, he's very aggressive.
I don't want you underneath me. And I'll say that. I want you underneath me all the time. I'll say that.
Well, I'm different. I'm emotional. And...
Yes.
I'm an emotional person, so I like being cuddled and curled up under, and I like to be under somebody. Hell yeah, more than an hour, yes. Let's watch this whole damn movie. Let's watch The whole Color Purple together, and me under you. You know, I want to play with your feet.
I'm not doing this shit all day long.
Yeah, I want my feet to touch your feet and play.
I'm not doing that shit all day long.
It's like every night before we go to sleep, I have to play at my husband's feet. Like, I have to, my feet have to touch his feet.
If you don't stop touching me.
PBJ?
Listen. Periscope, this nigga is under the table. What is wrong with you?
I'm a toucher.
Let me tell y'all, today I told him that I'm emotional today, right? And this boy come leaning in trying to get me to get the fuck away from me.
I said, hey, good morning. Well, good afternoon.
Okay. Hey.
Mm. And I say, hey, how are you? She looks back. I'm emotional. And being that I know she's not the touchy-feely type, I lean in and I said, okay, I'm going to hug you.
You said
right now.
Minutes.
I said it before. Did. And she was like, you don't back the fuck up away from me. And I was like, how do you talk to me like that?
He was like, I'm your subordinate. You don't talk like that. And I was like, keep trying it.
How do you talk to your subordinates like that?
I mean, you know what? I mean, that amazes me. Like, I'm being facetious about an hour at a time. But, no, I can't be held up all the time. Like, even if we, like, a lazy Saturday. I can sit on the floor.
Love a lazy, rainy Saturday.
You can lay on the sofa. I can sit on the floor. You know, we could be in close proximity, but I can't be hugged up all on, you know, all day on the Saturday. You know, let me get up, let me sit down on the floor. You switch positions. You know what I'm saying? You get up here. I can't.
I get up there all right. Mm-hmm.
Now, we'll do that,
I
too.
I get down there, too.
We'll do that, too. But, I mean, I can't be all, you know, all
I
day long. I can't be.
My husband, he's that type. He can't do it the entire duration, but he'll start off by doing it. Like, he's one of these people that can start off cuddling and then
roll over.
Yeah, not me. I can start off.
You'll be like, where are you going?
Smooth. Right. What? Where are you going? Because now I don't got used to your body heat and you move, so I'm cold now. And, you know, the only parts of my body I like being cold at night are my legs. I always have my legs out of the cover. But my upper body, I need it warm. It's weird.
No, listen. Please understand. I like to cuddle. I do. Just with the person that I'm being close with. And babies. And my nieces and nephews. Maybe my mom. Like, me and my niece, we could be on the couch. And I'm in the back and she's in the front. And we're watching cartoons all day long. I'm a cuddler. Even though y'all don't like cuddling and stuff like that. But I can just cuddle.
Okay, for some time.
I don't want it all the time.
do you cuddle when you want something from the person? Mm-hmm. Like, if you just want to get it in, do you start off cuddling only because you know that's what they like?
Mm-mm. I'm going straight for the gusto.
Mm-hmm.
I want sex.
Y'all are thoughts.
Will you feel my body?
So, now I might send you a little sexy text talking about the hit new or...
Call a thought text. You send a thought text
out. I might. I may even... let me tell you what I used to do. Okay. I call you on your job before you get to work. Leave a nasty message. Tell you what I'm doing. Because you was on my mind.
Before you get to work, before first you get
like
to
if
work.
He was on his way to work,
uh-huh.
Voicemail you get when you get to work would be.
Oh, okay. I think that's hot.
What I used to do.
Mm.
I still do.
Mm.
I'm going to call and tell you, look, when I get home from work.
Oh, shit.
I don't know what you had going on before I get there. Mm. When I get through that door, this is what's about to go down right here.
Oh,
I want to hear. I want to hear no lip.
Mm.
I want to feel it, but I want to hear no lip.
Oh.
I'm telling you, that's how I do. Like, look here.
Well.
So, if I get that door.
It's in the air.
Throw
the air through a circle.
I'm telling you, hey, look. If I get home, this is what's going to happen as soon as I get to that door.
Well, all right.
Any objections, you better tell them now before I get to that door.
Oh.
Well. Well.
I've heard it all. My gosh.
760
683-2662.
Wow.
Okay.
I say, oh my.
But getting back to advice, though. You can't.
You said don't run. And so there was a meme that addresses that. Don't run from the first sign of trouble. And it says, before you assume, learn the facts. Before you judge, understand why. Before you hurt someone, feel. And before you speak, think.
That is me to a T. What I can't stand, this is me. I've dealt with hypersensitive, you know, emotional women. And I tell them all, you know, I told them all the same thing. I was like, you know, as best you can, don't let your emotions control you. Control as best as you can, you know. and I fully believe this. Somebody that is all emotion, that's hypersensitive and hella emotional 24/7, can't be trusted. Just like somebody that is all rational. No, same thing. If your mood swings, go with whatever the wind. If every little thing, you know, you scared of your own, you know, your own shadow. If every time somebody says something you don't like, can you get your feelings? Then how can I trust that we are going to grow? But at the same time, being you know too analytical. At the same time, I don't think it can be trusted as well because how
you
can
I? It's really analytical.
No, that's too analytical. if I come to you, you know, I come to you, I have something on my chest, want to confide in, you know, how can I trust that you are hearing what I'm saying, that you're empathizing, you know, that you could be that ear as opposed to just being that person that says, okay, well, this one needs to be done. So it has to be some type of balance. All emotions can't be trusted, all rational.
So you need something in the middle.
Yes.
Okay, I get that. D,
mm-hmm.
I get that.
I don't think I'm too. I do. I.
You are analytical.
I am analytical, but I don't think that I am so analytical that I talk myself out of stuff. You know.
See, I'm a rational person, and I sit, and I've been in the last couple of years, and I'm you know trying to find some type of semblance of balance. But I'm always going to be more rational than the emotional. I mean, that's just, you know, how I'm wired. You know, my father was a fixer. I'm a fixer. Now I'm learning to be an empathizer, I guess, as well as a fixer. Because, you know, sometimes you just come to me, I'm okay, well, this is what you need to do. So yeah, now I'm trying to be better in that.
You wanna mute that?
It was, wasn't it?
It was, yeah. Continue.
Yeah, you know, otherwise I wouldn't you know that robot. You know.
Okay. I can do that. I mean, that kind of goes into one of the things that I tell a lot of my friends who come to me for relationship advice. What I say is that you have to be objective. I mean, I know you're feeling some kind of way and you want me to be Team Jacoby, but I need you to be able to also look at it from the other side of the coin. So I'm not going to always be the person who says, that's right, fuck that nigga. He ain't shit.
You're supposed to
no.
be. You are.
No.
Yes.
No.
That's the friend code.
No.
Do we need
okay.
to go over this again?
Okay, so first of
Do
all.
Do we need to go over this again?
Okay.
Do we need to go over
Let me tell you something.
Again?
Let me tell you something.
My bullshit is
your
bullshit.
Bullshit.
Your bullshit is my bullshit.
And okay, listen.
So whenever.
Listen. Will you hush and listen? So if my bullshit is your bullshit and you truly want to be with your husband, then I need to make sure that you're staying focused and you're not doing no dumb shit that's going to take you out of what you really want to be in.
You done?
Anyway.
Are you done?
Smack him with a whole bunch of them.
Are you done?
Yes.
You're supposed to say, Jacoby,
mm-hmm.
that is some fucked up shit. That is truly, truly fucked up.
I do say that.
Now, go with the story now. Now, what happened?
I...
That's what you're supposed to do. And still be on my side. Yes.
I'm on the side of right.
You get on my nerves at right.
And if you're not right,
you get on my damn nerves.
I'm going
to
tell
right.
you that you're not right. And it's okay. We're not right all the time.
Who?
You.
I am.
You're not.
I am.
Oh, but you're not.
About 90% of the time I am.
Oh, but you're not.
I am.
You're not.
It's not 90. I would say, okay, 85.
Okay, 75.
I'm
Let's
like 85.
Go with that.
Like
I'm only offering 75. All right. I also wanted to point out that in relationships, one that I feel that will also be successful is one that where you find someone who truly accepts you for who you are, but then also helps you to become who you should be.
Mm. I can dig that. And perfect example. So when I met my husband and he told me he was a minister, I'm thinking, oh, okay, yeah, minister of music, okay. You know, all, typically all the gays are providing minister of music. Okay, got it. And I didn't realize that he was a minister until we went to a birthday program for one of his friends who's turning 60, and she had a program. She was having it at the convention center, and on the program, he was listed as Minister Ford to do the prayer. And I was like, okay, well, who's Minister Ford? And truly was not thinking, it's the man I'm sitting next to. And
until he got up.
Right, until he got up. And I'm like, what else is he getting? Ford. Oh, his last name is Ford. Oh, hey, he's the minister. So he gets up to pray, and, you know, I'm bowing my head, I'm closing my eyes. And he starts praying, and I'm like, holy shit. He's a minister. Like, you can hear it all through his voice and when he went to go pray. And I was so scared, and I was like, oh, boo, this ain't gonna work.
You gonna say that?
This ain't no, yeah. After the program, I said this ain't gonna work.
Thus,
this ain't gonna work. For one, you already too churchy. You already spend so much damn time in church. Number one, you do. I don't understand why people got to spend that much time in church during the time I didn't. Two, you're a minister. We got a name for gay men who are really in church and who are ministers.
What's that name?
Oh,
we call them spirit queens.
I know what? I have heard it all.
Boy, let me tell you, be glad I got my phone because I'd be like, spirit queen in the house. Ooh, wait until I get my phone because I'm sure going to text him and be like, spirit queen, in parentheses. Yes, boo, yes. Go ahead.
That's what me and my friends back home called guys, gay guys who was heavy in the church and a minister. We called them spirit queens. So I was like, oh no, this thing don't work. You're a spirit queen. You spend too much damn time in church for me.
That's funny.
No. So when I truly accepted him for who he is, I was like, okay. I started to get into ministry myself and then starting and developing my own ministry. And now that I have, I see why God has kind of put us together, because before I even told him that, God already told me that he was going to be my husband. And me and God went back and forth. Nope, he ain't. Mm-mm. Our first date was at church. So me and God was going back and forth about that. And so, but now that I know who he is, mm-hmm. and I know why God has put us together, I push him through a lot. And not only do I push him, I see what he doesn't see, and I see where God wants him to be, and I see the level. It's just he got to just do what the hell I say.
That's your way, because
he's afraid. He was afraid to go to school. I pushed him to go to school, and he's about to graduate next year. So I see where God wants him to be, and it's my job to help him along that path. It's my duty to help him along that path. So, man, I totally understand that. Completely. Got it.
You agree with it?
I do.
Okay.
I do. Sometimes you do have to get, you know, somebody that swift kick,
mm-hmm.
you know, the pants to get them to see something that they might not have necessarily seen before.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Yeah, swift kick.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of times in relationship, it's especially with something like that, when you see the other person, you see where they are going,
mm-hmm.
It takes a lot of sacrificing for you. You sacrifice yourself a lot, but that's a relationship. You do a lot of sacrificing. That's a relationship.
That goes into my next point. A true relationship is two unperfect people refusing to give up on each other.
Two unperfect people. True. Because before I got married, I thought I was perfect. So.
70%.
Well, I knew I wasn't perfect.
Why is this number dropping?
No, but that's accurate. Yeah.
760-683-2662. You still have time to be a part of the conversation. What is it about? 18 more minutes?
Mm-hmm.
Or 17 more minutes?
Mm-hmm.
You can call in and talk to me about some of the things that you would suggest as good things for a successful relationship. One of the other things that I think is important about relationships is your relationship
is your relationship.
No one else's.
Your relationship is your relationship. I don't care what society says a relationship should look like.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever works for you and your partner is what works. And because of that, you have to be very, very, very careful who you get your relationship advice from.
Mm-hmm. Definitely don't let others dictate your relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you have people in your corner who don't have ulterior motives.
You know, that too, and also, like you said, the individual relationship, that's theirs. Don't run a race, an imaginary race. Don't compete with someone else. Oh, they doing this in their relationship. Why aren't we? Why can't we? That's their relationship. Let it be. Don't let people dictate what you should do in yours. You know, don't try to keep with the Joneses.
I mean, unless that's what you, I mean, unless you are really a Jones.
Which is true, but you know what? I know, and I'm not trying to take you there tonight, D-Rob. I'm just not. I do know that I know a lot of people get their relationship advice from their old school aunts and cousins and their moms, and it's typically women who dish out because a lot of them are somewhat bitter. You have old bitter aunts who's trying to tell you how to maintain your marriage when you ain't never been in one. Or the one you...
Okay, so first, wait. Before you go there, what I don't want people to do, and it gets on my damn nerves, people saying, I don't need relationship advice from somebody who's not in a relationship. Or, I don't need parenting advice from someone who ain't got no kids. Maybe you do need to listen to them, because they're not in the situation so that they can give you a clear perspective, because you're in the fishbowl. I'm looking at the fishbowl. I can see shit that you ain't seeing. You got a lot of blind spots. So don't give me that.
I can give you that.
Don't give me that.
Yes, I can.
Nope.
Yes, I can.
Not everybody is out to give you bad advice.
I'm going to say that you're out to giving me bad advice. It's just sometimes the advice isn't realistic. Because certain people can't speak realistically on certain things because they've never actually experienced it. I can't tell Breezy how to be married to a woman. I ain't never married to one. I've been married. I'm not even married. I mean, a marriage. Me and my husband concocted this thing up where he says he's not married because he says that married, you have an ED on the end of it and you're already sabotaging your marriage. So he's not married, but he's in a marriage. Okay, we'll say that. So.
We'll go with that.
You okay? Need a hug.
Jacoby, four.
So, certain people can't speak on, I don't know how it is to be white. I'm not white, so I can't tell you. I can't tell you.
I disagree.
I agree. Because if you've never done something, how can you tell somebody how to do it?
You're in relationships every day. I have a relationship with you as a coworker. I have a relationship with you as a co-host.
I don't lay down with you at night. That's something completely different. Can you tell me how anal sex feels? Can you coach me through it?
I can.
Can you coach, like, can you teach a class on it? This is how you prepare yourself. This is how you take it.
Yep. I can.
Can you?
Mm-hmm.
To gay men.
Mm-hmm.
Can I coach you through vaginal sex?
Yep.
How? I don't have a vagina.
Okay, just because you don't have a vagina doesn't mean...
I've never had vaginal sex.
Doesn't mean that you couldn't go and get a pocket pussy and say, this is what you do.
I don't know how a pocket pussy would feel to my body. I don't have a clitoris, so I don't know how it would feel when someone's playing with my pocket pussy clit. So I can't coach you through it.
If you learn to drive, who would you want to teach you?
What do you mean?
A 15-year-old who never drove driven?
Yeah.
Who'd you want to teach you?
Who's ever willing?
You're getting on my damn nerves.
Because you can have motherfuckers that's in a relationship giving you bad relationship advice.
Mm-hmm. True. I will say that. So what you have to do when you're in a relationship and you get advice from people, you have to pick and choose what works for your relationship. That's it. That's it. But people out there who always try to, and this is one person at my church that always try to give advice on how to raise kids, and I'm sorry,
but I just want to know, how can somebody that never raised kids tell somebody how to raise a kid?
Say that again?
How somebody that's never raised a child
mm-hmm.
tell somebody who has a child how to raise a child?
Because I used to be a kid.
They used to do a lot of babysitting.
And I used to be a kid. I know how I felt when my mom said something to me or didn't say. I also watched my aunts. I've also seen other people's kids. I'm human. And just because they little kids don't mean that they're not going to have feelings or issues. And especially with today's time, whooping kids may not be the best answer.
That's the problem. That he ain't whooping at 2 years old.
Or maybe not.
You need to get pop
at two. Well,
I've seen some families who have raised some very sensible adults who never were spanked. It happens.
I mean, you have that 1 out of 10.
It's more than 1 out of 10.
You have that 1 out of 10. But I mean,
because you need to have your ass whooped doesn't mean everybody
has. And
look
how I turned out.
Honey.
Yes.
Maybe
yes.
I shouldn't have.
Yes. So, I mean, it is what it is.
Anything else?
I think I turned out pretty good. So I think I turned out all right.
Did you get your ass well?
Did I?
Well, I didn't give him enough. No, I'm joking. I'm joking. All right.
What about relationship pet peeves?
What do you mean?
Give me your relationship
pet peeve so I can understand.
No, I mean, that's always, we're talking about, no, it's the flip side. Because I'm pretty sure, I don't care if you've been married for 20, 30 years, still in love like you were the day you met. That other person does something that just may irritate the shit out of you. You just may have grown to just desensitize to it. For me, talking, asking questions while I'll be watching TV, especially watching the same thing I haven't watched the TV before you have. I don't know. You asking me something? I don't know. I'm watching just like you.
Oh.
Talking or asking questions while you're watching a TV show or a movie. That's a pet peeve of mine.
Okay.
Especially.
He'd be mad as shit.
He'd be mad as hell.
Ooh, he'd be hot.
Because I'd be in the movie theater.
And I'd be like, no.
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 You know what?
No. Why?
I'll get both of them motherfuckers cold as shoulder. Look, watch a movie with me at home. I'll turn the hour and a half movie to 4 hours. I'll pause it. You want to talk? Pause. We were not talking while the show was on. I'll pause it. And don't go to the bathroom and say, oh, don't pause it. And you come back. What happened? No, I'm pausing it. You leave the room. You ain't come back asking me, what did I miss? I'm telling you, I would turn the hour and a half movie to 4 hours. I'll turn the 30-minute show.
Freezy. Yeah. Freezy, you know what? I can't take you right now. Are you serious?
You think I'm playing? I'm serious. I'll pause it. You're not going to be talking during this. Because why are you talking? I'm missing. You're going to ask me what they say. How the hell can I tell you? I can't hear it because you asked me.
I'm serious.
What was that answer?
When you speak,
oh, my
keyboard. I still love you, but yeah, that is the shit out of me.
There's enough. I don't have any relationship that be.
Oh, I agree. See? No,
we all have one.
No, I do. I do. I truly do. I do.
I still love the person. I still love her. But that's.
I do. Sitting on my couch with your bare ass.
Oh, okay. Well, now, doesn't mean after y'all have done something?
Yeah. Right. I'm just kind of
walk through the door and they stripping.
You wouldn't like me. Well, first of all, I don't like wearing clothes.
Okay. But
like
where
when
do you
want
to put your bare ass on the couch?
Where is it supposed to be?
Go to your room.
Oh, hell no. And I pay rent? Bye. No.
Put a blanket down.
No.
You're not just gonna have your hot, sweaty ass on my couch.
Why not?
No.
Especially if I'm watching porn. Yes.
No.
Why not?
Cause it's not leather.
Honey, if it was suede, leather, cotton, it's still gonna be on there. And frankly, I don't like sitting on leather couches with my bare ass because eventually it gets hot and sweaty. So I'd rather do like suede or...
Listen, so you can't come to my house.
Well, I can't come here. I can't... No, me and mm-hmm. you can't live together. Mm-hmm. Of course, because we won't mm-hmm. date. That's nasty.
No. I can have a roommate and not date them.
Well, I won't be your roommate. And even if I were your roommate, I wouldn't walk around naked.
Thank the Lord.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that. I've answered the door for, because I don't like wearing clothes at home, especially when I'm home by myself. So I answered the door for the little Jesus Christ Latter-day Saints boys, naked. Y'all come out here every Saturday and y'all bother me. Y'all not going to bother me today. Can I help y'all? Naked. Y'all worse than Jehovah's Witnesses.
On bikes.
Right. And it's always the cute, skinny little white boy. I'm going to show y'all something here today. Y'all coming in?
Not going to run today.
Y'all want to come in? I got something for you today. Y'all ain't got to give me nothing. I'm going to show give you something, though.
I can't.
Always a little skinny white boy.
I tried and I can't.
And... Eating off my plate. So it just tastes better. It's the same food.
Really?
Same food. Yeah, but why do you have your plate in your hand? You eat off my plate.
It does taste better off.
No, don't. It's the same
it
way.
Does.
No, it doesn't.
It does. You're selfish.
Yep.
Somebody already
You're
has food.
Selfish.
Somebody already has food. What's what I have? That's selfish. Selfish. Okay. Yeah, no.
You're selfish.
That's so mean.
Yeah. My pet peeve, one of them, is using my deodorant and not putting a top back on it. My pet peeve. My husband always uses my deodorant. Like, he will I think he does this shit intentionally.
On purpose.
Like, his deodorant can be right there. Mine will be right here. He passes his to go use mine, uses it, and leaves the cap off. So when I go to use my deodorant, it dries hell, feels like chalk rubbing under my skin.
It's like chalk.
I think he does this shit intentionally. That's one of my pet peeves. My other pet peeve is, and I think he does this shit intentionally. This can be the laundry basket, and he'll come take off his clothes.
It's on the floor.
Put them on the floor right beside the laundry basket. Sir, it takes less than a centimeter to put the clothes in the basket. Why are they on the floor? They're right beside the basket.
I tell you what gets me. You hungry? Yeah. Where you want to go?
Oh, no.
Where did you choose?
Yeah, I'm going to choose. I pick one. Like, wait,
you just said. You just said whatever I choose.
I asked if you were hungry, and you said, yeah. You said, no matter where we went, so long as I chose, but now I chose. Why did you choose? I asked you.
And then you say, you know what? I think I want McDonald's. No, I don't want McDonald's. But I just said whatever I choose.
Yeah. And some of y'all think that's just cute. Oh, that's just religious. No, that's just not cute.
What?
I said some women think that's just cute. No, that's not cute.
What?
Oh, that's just for little relationship quirks. Yeah, it's quirky shit, but that shit ain't cute.
What's not cute? At that?
Stuff like that.
Okay.
Is you all right?
Mm-hmm.
You asked.
I didn't.
Oh.
He asked.
Oh. Yeah.
Y'all just petty. 760-683-2662. You still have time to be a part of the conversation. If I want to sing, I will sing. And you can't stop me.
So no
yeah, yeah.
What? So no Empire is that good tonight.
What?
Empire.
What about?
So no, are they good tonight? They can call in.
Right. Breezy.
What's happening?
What are we talking about next week?
Talking about the supposed double standards of when men and women cheat.
Mm.
I personally think it's some bullshit.
You always think it's bullshit.
I think women don't like it when men don't call other men out for cheating, but call them hoes.
Oh.
You all can do it. Women will say, oh, well, you won't say that about him, but you want to label us this? Well, what does it matter? What does it matter what I say about him or not? Cheating is cheating. And the dope standard, if you want to open legs, man, you want to go right ahead. Don't care about who I call or who or not.
Oh, so you're saying there isn't a double standard.
That's what I said, supposedly.
Oh.
This is going to be interesting.
This is going to be very interesting because I have my own.
Cause I heard some people say, well, you know, men want to, you know, pat a guy in the back when they label us this.
Right.
So what do you want him to, call him that and pat you in the back when you cheat? Go ahead, open your legs when you want to. Don't worry about who's called what. Cheat. Don't worry about who is labeling you anything. Just do what you do.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be scared. Yeah, but next week, the supposed double standards of when men and women cheat.
It's been real, everybody.
Yes, it has.
We'll talk later.
Peace.
Absolutely.